What's going on, Darren? How you doing?
What's up, Aaron? What's up, world? Welcome to the
What's up,
5 a.m.
everybody?
5K. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to have you guys be a part of what we're doing in this video format. This is new. Obviously, due to situations, we are doing it via Zoom, but I'm excited to be here with my friend Darren to discuss all things personal development, leadership, fatherhood,
Right.
all that other stuff. So, Darren, man, let's, man, how are you doing right now? How is everything going? We're just getting started in February. How are you
Yeah,
doing,
yeah.
man?
My God, dude. I was talking with somebody today. We're coming almost to a year of this pandemic environment. So, roughly a year ago, well, a year ago today, right? I had just went back into the office coming off of paternity leave, right? I took a full like 6 weeks. I used the Christmas time. And we had just moved a little bit further out from the office here in Southern California, and I'm literally banging on my steering wheel. I can't believe this commute. Oh my God, and I'm like, I can't do this. I'm calling my wife at 5 in the morning, like, we're selling this house in 2 years, right? And then I 6 weeks later, I haven't been into the office again since March 19th, right? God took care of that. Let me just tell you, God took care of that. But I mean, I was gonna make it do what it do either way, but it was just amazing to me that I had this, I have a big life change buying a house and moving there and not being able to handle the commute. I was like not feeling it. That's where I am a year later, right? Coming into February 2021, man. Feeling good, feeling great. How about
That's
yourself,
interesting,
man?
man. Oh, I'm good, man. I think for me, I'm trying to think through last February. I just started as communications director at a organization out in Ranch Cucamonga that I'm currently at, and
Oh, yeah.
realizing that you get those Facebook memories reminding you that you took this photo last year. So, yeah, there's a couple things in there, man, that I didn't realize like what was happening. I was at around this time last year. It was a photo of me holding a 49ers donut because I'm a huge Niner fan. That's my team.
Now, what you
Unfortunately,
do
they
that
didn't pull.
for, man? Hold up. Hold on. I can't find no. Oh no, this is at least from the state. This is from my state. I'm a Saints fan, what I'm saying? Like, I can't believe I ain't got no Saints gear to throw at you, but do your thing. I remember what happened 2 years ago, when we always get slighted, man, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop. Go ahead, do your thing, man.
All right. Yeah. So I was holding this donut. I had a picture. I had a 49ers hat. I was like, go Niners. Obviously, a complete different story this year. But it's so interesting when you look at where we were last year of what goals look like. I remember last year, everybody had 2020 vision. Everybody was like, 2020 vision. This year is going to be like
2020.
never before. It was
The
an interesting,
2020,
yeah.
the two O's, the 2020. There was too much riding on 2020, because it was supposed to be the clearest year in all decades, right? 2020, literally from an eye chart perspective, it was supposed to be the clearest year in all decades, and boy, did it fall to nothing, right?
It did. Absolutely, man. So yeah, I think looking back, you're kind of just thinking through like what your mindset was last year, what is this year, and what it's going to look like in the future. Obviously,
Right.
there is no normal, going back to how things were. That ain't going to happen.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, now with so much going on. So Darren, I'm curious though. You talked about being stuck in traffic. You talked about how you haven't gone back to that since. Do you, with your line of work, if you want to like maybe jump in there, jump into that a little bit of what you do, how do you see that specific area adjusting to what is happening right now?
Oh yeah, we're making big adjustments, man. My primary profession is managing clinical trials, and any big pharmaceutical or medical device company has a clinical trials unit, and ultimately we are the you know, this is R&D, the guy who makes it on the bench, and this is the doctor using it in the hospital. I'm smack dab in the middle, you know, developing how do you translate that into, you know, patient care, you know, on the front end and on the back end, validating the data that comes out of the clinical trial. So right now I'm focused on the brain. I've been in brain for the last, I don't know, almost 7 years. And you know, who knew the kid from the little small town where I'm from, would be, you know, influencing brain surgery one day. But I take it to the heart, and it's a real pleasure, and it's an honor to be able to work alongside the neurosurgeons and in other specialties. You know, I work with, you know, all you know, spinal surgeons and everything, and outside of that in my normal day business. Yeah. Cause I, you know, I do that in my day job, but on either end of the day, depending on which part of the world you're talking about, I have a business where I service companies that are conducting trials outside of the United States. We're focused on bringing, you know, primarily medical devices to the market. How about yourself,
man? Awesome.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah. Well, what I do, like I mentioned earlier, I'm a communications director working for a local church out here in Ranch Cucamonga. About to launch two other campuses, one in Pomona, one in Riverside currently. So there's a lot going on right now when it comes to communications. You got to make sure the emails are right. You got to make sure you have the right people in place to make the right edits. Going through branding, meeting with agencies, graphic designers. So my plate is definitely full. I love playing the creative piece of everything. Unfortunately, when you have so much going on, and I was talking to somebody about this the other day, you almost have to be you are in the sense of product manager, but there's still that element of creativity you want to keep infused with everything you do. So So I do a little bit of everything, man. So, you know, right now with the pandemic happening, it was interesting because when I first came on board to where I'm at now, the whole thing was mostly how are we tackling the online community as far as social. You're talking about analytics, Google, and, you know, just the basics of what we know of what communications look like online. Anything that happens outside the four walls of the church, that's what I'm responsible for. However, close to this time last year, I remember it was Easter Sunday, we realized that, oh, we're going to have to close down like every other organization, church, business, restaurant in America. You had to adjust, you had to adapt and get creative. So the church where I'm at right now was never online, meaning online services. So it was never no live services that were happening. So that was something I had to quickly adjust, get into, and then become an online director or online service coordinator, live stream guy all of a sudden.
Right.
Adding that to everything we're doing. But yeah, so pretty much is my role in a nutshell is connecting those who are outside of the four walls using digital platforms. So that's pretty much what I do on that end. So, but yeah,
and I didn't answer your question exactly. I mean, you know, throughout the pandemic, we did have to get very much digital with everything that we were doing, and there were platforms to do that already, but it forced it. You know, this was a conversation. You know, should these things that we do in clinical trials be done remotely? That was already a part of the conversation, and people were developing solutions for that. But the pandemic hit, and you know, it was like, okay, all right, take the beta testers off. You got to go alpha now, you know? So we have been able to manage through most of it, but, you know, we're working with hospitals all across the nation. So they're at different levels of technology, and, you know, some of them, you know, I'd say 80% of them, they're able to accommodate, you know, the ability to collect the data and also, monitor it or make it appropriate. But separately, you know, we're looking at different ways to accommodate, you know, our old ways and combine them with the new normal.
Oh man, yeah, That's definitely something that I'm trying to figure out on my end on a daily basis. Yeah, an interesting thing is, I know we talk about this offline pretty often, is how do you balance what you do? Like, because obviously you're at home. This is not your, home. You know, it's not your, an office building per se, but how do you balance working from home, raising kids, being the leader of the household, and also doing everything that you do? Because you've explained what you do to me in detail. And from my understanding, it's very detail oriented. If, you know, if the needle moves slightly to the left, we could have a big issue. So do you manage to do that? How do you balance those plates? You know, so for those who might be watching and think to themselves, like, you know, you're at your wit's end on trying to figure out how to either be productive or what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with planning, you know, and this is in a vacuum, you know, on a perfect day. I've took the time last night to kind of see into the future, right? You know, and you can most undoubtedly, you can predict the future if you spend some time throughout your week, your month, your year, just planning things out, you know. And, you know, a big part of my job is to just keep things calm, you know, and I'm going to talk job and then I'll talk family next. But, you know, just keep things calm by having an accurate forecast on where resourcing and workloads and things of that nature are going to be out of control and, you know, either, you know, bringing in more resources or just kind of, you know, keeping the team calm as we push our way through the big efforts. But, you know, on the home front, it's there's a lot going on. You know, I have to give shout out and big kudos to my wife who's really stepped up in a different way during this pandemic, and I can lean on her. But you know, I improvisation is something that I had to get very comfortable with, you know, where I'm the kind of person, especially when I'm about to sit down and talk about, you know, brain surgery, right? I like to be in the zone and stay in the zone and deliver. And you know, I'm thinking real hard about my next words. And then, you know, my 6-year-old busts in and it's like, okay, you know, so I've had to come real close to thinking on my toes. But then separately, you know, just knowing that my kids need me in different ways because they don't understand that daddy's in a meeting or anything like that. So I try to step out as often as I can to just help out with lunch for 5 minutes or to help out. I might change a diaper here or there. Whereas if we were in the office, I'd just be stepping out to get a little water at the water cooler, talking to so-and-so and bathroom and back at it. But here it's about being intentional and planning, you know, and being okay with improvisation.
Now you said sorry, I'm butchering your words. That was a glitch, guys. It was blaming on the Zoom.
Right, that was a glitch. It was a Zoom freak.
But you talk about planning. You talk about adjusting, getting prepared. And this is a process I hear a lot of successful entrepreneurs use, and that's batching. Do you batch your time? What does that look like? And I'm curious for myself as well, because I'm trying to continue to get better at my hourly time. I've done them all, man. I've done checklists. I've done, you know, programs, apps, everything you can name. And I'm always circling back and forth to different ones. So I'm curious how you do that.
Yeah. I've never really used the term batching, but there's definitely, I think I use the term compartmentalizing. Right. And like literally just really getting good and stepping in a box, stepping out of a box and stepping back into that box and stepping forward into a box and just keeping things in their appropriate boxes because, you know, your energy level, right? My energy level right now, I'm trying to bring it, you know, it's the end of the day. But nobody wants to see, you know, hey guys. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great podcast. Anyway, you know, nobody wants to see that. Right. So again, you know, I stepped out of a long day of talking very scientifically and I don't know, I might have changed a diaper or two and had some conversations about planning with my wife and everything. But for this one, you know, boom, stepping out of that box and into this box, you know, modulating those energy levels where it's necessary. Yeah.
That's good, man. I love your process with that whole thing. And I love the example of the leaning back type of thing. So no, that's good. No, that's good. Yeah.
No, I mean, you're balancing a lot. You got a lot going on in life. How are you? I mean, you're saying you're not batching and this, that, or the third, or you're learning different ways. I mean, what are you doing to cope and move forward?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think one of the things that I am learning how to do is process from what's in my brain. Again, because the way that my brain works, and this is something that's been interesting, we've been together for a long time. So it's like really trying to understand how my brain operates. And you know more about brains than I do. But here I am trying to explain this to you, right? So like LeBron, this is how you shoot a ball. But yeah, so it's kind of just like understanding of what works for me and what doesn't. I think one of the things that for me personally, what I had to understand, and it was a hard pill to swallow at first, is these people who I look up to, or some of these people who I really admire, or who I call distant mentors, I couldn't adapt to their systems. And when I was unable to like, you know, this person wakes up at this time, does this, this way, uses this app, this program, and is able to do this much stuff. When I try it, I was like, no, this ain't for me. And it was okay. It was okay to admit that. I think it's okay to admit what doesn't work for you. And it's okay to accept what does work for you. There's no, as long as you get it done, there's no wrong way of approaching a task. And that's something I had to learn, pretty tough, because I think it was just put my pride aside and understanding that, you know what, if this is what's going to help me get A, B, C, D done by the end of the day, then so be it. This is what's gonna work. So my process is pretty simple, is I do a brain dump in the morning. So it's kind of just everything that's in my brain, add it to my bullet journal. Bullet journals, if you guys, you know, want to grab one, I'll put a link down in the description below, but definitely something I would recommend for those who have ADD, have a lot of stuff going on in your brain, because it's not just a journal, but it's a whole system to it. So again, I'm not going to go deep into it, but that's how I start. I start with a bullet journal, black and white, no fancy stuff, just straight content. After that, I then apply it to my program online, which I use Asana. I've jumped back and forth to different programs. That's what I'm using right now. Who knows? I might switch over again. But then from there, I like moving boxes around. So I have three different compartments that I switch everything over to. So the first one is going to say not yet started. Second one is going to say in process. And then the third one's going to say finished. So I have those boxes along with checklists, and then move them over till I'm done. So it's always cool at the end of the week to see everything you got done. You do freak out when it's Thursday and you see a lot of boxes on the left side that haven't even got started. Yeah.
So just, curse.
Oh my gosh. So this is that stuff. And then again, just trying to make time, man. I was doing gym days early in the morning. I don't even know if I share this with you, but I've been doing gym days in the middle of the day now, just to kind of break it up a little bit. Actually been working pretty good. Throw some pre-workout in my shaker cup and I'm good to go. I can knock out the rest of the day.
You just said so many great things, man. You know, starting with the beginning, you talked about knowing yourself and trying different things. It's okay to try different things. It's okay to be you. You don't have to be whoever you read in that book. There's going to be some version of what you've learned in that book or that podcast that you can apply to your life and be okay with that. You know, some people get down because they're not seeing the results that, you know, the millionaire matchmaker or whatever pulled off, or they're not as consistent, or they're not doing the numbers, or whatever the case may be. And at the end of the day, you got to know you, and you got to be comfortable with you. But you know, the next thing is being willing to try things. You know, me personally, I'm I'm not big on journaling, right? You know, so actually writing it down, there's so many different stories out there about people who actually write down goals and put things on paper and make it visible. Those are the ones that are going to actually see some results, because until you write it down, it probably is not going to happen. And then, you know, lastly, you know, you're continuing to try different things and driving through that. And I think all of those are just great takeaways, man. I'm going to try and journal. We'll see if I can write some things down, but I do track my top, my big goals, but from a day-to-day perspective, that brain dump, getting all of that stuff out of your head that you're worried about. I mean, that can help that can actually help. I've read that can help with anxiety, right? Cause when you got all those things bouncing around and if you don't put them in a list and you can't physically say that, okay, all right, well, this one I haven't done, or I haven't did all of those things, man, that can lead to just a calmer life in general. Like all of those are just great things, man.
Oh man, absolutely. So, and I think that another thing that we really get to touch on, I think there's something good that we can close with is we do all these things, being productive. We have our careers, our jobs, our side hustles, all the extra things that we do. But at the core, the center of all this stuff, we have a why. We have a reason why we do all this stuff. We have a reason why we try to get better on a daily basis, why we want to be consistent, why we want to be great, why we want to leave this world a better place than when we first got here.
Oh, yeah.
So Darren, as we unpack that a little bit, what does that look like for you? You don't have necessarily digs.
Show and tell, man. I got these beautiful, beautiful boys, man. And that's not even all of them, man. I can't find all my little pictures and stuff around here, man. But there's pressure that comes with being a father, you know, because you want to be a good role model and have a good image in front of your kids. But you know, I want my kids to see me grinding. I want to make sure that I'm leaving something to them that they can take over. So you know, I've got goals to make sure that, you know, I've got a piece of the pie that they can start to run as soon as they are of age. And separately, you know, when I'm dead and gone, they get the whole pie, you know. So I'm making sure that I'm working towards a lasting living legacy that can go beyond, well beyond me, you know. So that's where my you know, my why is today. But, you know, as of course that why has evolved, you know, I want to make my mama proud, you know. I want to make my wife proud and happy, and that she made that decision to step down that aisle with me. So you know, all of these people, you know, I want to accommodate, but that's a part of me, you know. So it's not all about, you know, getting recognition from my kids, my wife, my mom, or anything like that. I'm following down a path where success looks real to me, and I'm progressing towards that at all, you know, every day. How about yourself, man? What's your why? How's your why look like?
Yeah, no, definitely. For me, when I think about what keeps me going, what gets me excited, what gets me up every morning is like you said, at the core of it is family. At the core of it is my family and providing for them and making sure that I am obedient to what is before me. And what I mean by that is, I think for anyone who may be struggling with finding your why or understanding what am I on this earth to do, it's to invest into other people, to be a giver, to be somebody who shares that gift. We all have gifts, and they're called gifts for a reason. They're not gifts to us. These are actually gifts that we're meant to give to others, whether it is your family, whether it is friends, whether it's, friends of mine who might give me a call out of nowhere and struggling with something, or send me a text telling me that, hey, every time I get off the phone with you, I feel better about myself. And it's just reminding them on who they are, who they're supposed to be, and what their calling is in life. And that's definitely my why. Is it's bigger than me. It's bigger it's bigger than what's around me. It's bigger than driving that nice car, or, you know, at one time it was a closet full of J's. Like it's bigger than that. You know, I start understanding that my objective in life is to add value to somebody else's life, then at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So if I'm going to be till one in the morning to do something, or I have to get up earlier, or whatever the case may be, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. So.
Yeah. You know, it was crazy, man. I was in a mastermind earlier this week. There's this guy I met, like, I don't know, probably 2 years ago. I've never met this guy in person, but we connected on a real estate transaction. And, you know, he actually, like, at the end of the call, you know, I had just been just pouring into the call. You know, mastermind, it's a meeting of the minds. Everybody's got to kind of contribute what they can. And so I've been contributing for the last few weeks. And he's like, Darren, I can't even remember, like, who brought you onto the call? You know, I met this guy 2 years ago. I was like, man, it was you. And I was like, man, let me tell you something. The reason I'm on here is because you and I had a great conversation 2 years ago. So I want to tell you to keep being you, man. You brought this mastermind together. I'm so excited for you. And even though you don't need to remember me, but know that what you're doing, it is speaking volumes into people's lives, man. Keep doing it. And it got emotional. It got emotional, you know, and that's just speaking to investing in others. I was, you know, I came on there. I'm not trying to get anything out of being on the mastermind. I'm trying to invest in others with my experience. And that night I just happened to get that gem and jewel because he was so excited with joy. It was amazing feeling. I got hairs raising up on the back of my neck, man. I'm happy I spoke up, because everybody doesn't, they don't always speak up when it's necessary, or when they don't even have to, you know? So if you got anybody out there that you haven't told thank you or poured into them what they've done for you in their life, Aaron, you've done great things for me, man. You've always been a great person, man. And that's why I'm on this podcast today. But for those of you out there, tell somebody this week, man, touch them, tell them how you feel. Now, don't tell them you didn't like that time that they did that thing. Right? Don't tell them. No. Get out there and speak positivity.
Darren, I love that, man. Woo, that's good stuff, man. Seriously, that is great stuff. I'll close off with this. It's tell that person thank you. Darren, bottom of my heart, man. Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, guys, it's, tell that person thank you. Tell them, you know, I once heard somebody say on another podcast that they like to give their flowers to those who have influenced them when they're around. So instead of when they're gone, you know. So that's that, at the end of the day, man, it's about building each other up, making each other better. At the core, that is the why behind the 5 a.m. 5K podcast. So, guys, thank you for joining us today. My name is Aaron.
I'm Darren.
All right. And you guys have a great day.
All good.